We're sitting down today with Anna Weezer. She's a senior at Atlantic High School, and she participated in, she organized an event here recently, helping to raise money for her church. Want to talk a little bit about the experience. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, pretty good. Hey, earlier this past weekend on Sunday, and by the way, how lucky are you? After a week-long rain, you got like the best weather day of the year.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. This whole week I was super nervous with it raining all week, and Sunday it was so beautiful out.
Yeah, and the reason that was important is because on Sunday, Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic had their first ever golf fundraiser, a charitable event to help raise some money for projects at the church. Now, golf fundraisers are not unusual, especially around these parts in a town where we have two 18-hole golf courses. We actually see quite a few golf fundraisers for the year. But around here, we don't see too many of them for churches. And bottom line, we don't see too many of them that are organized by young people. And Anna is here today because this was your idea.
Yep, it was.
How'd you come up with this?
I just thought our church doesn't really have a social event that we do outside of the church or like in public and stuff. So I thought, what's a fun thing to do that we can get, you know, a lot of people out, social distance, and just have a nice afternoon.
So this wasn't just a fundraising thing. You wanted to make sure this had a social aspect to it.
Yeah, our priority was not raising money for the church. This was just so everybody could get out and socialize and see each other, just have fun.
So socialize in a time where we social distance.
Right?
That's a challenge, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, talk about the early process. When you thought about this a little bit, who did you bring this idea to? How did this kind of grow?
Well, first, I just talked to my dad about it because if he didn't think it was a good idea, it probably wasn't going to go anywhere. And then after that, we talked to the church just to make sure that would be possible. And then once we got that approved, we started making committees.
What was that process like? Did you have to talk to a lot of people?
To get it approved by the church? Just Father. He just said, yeah, it's a great idea. I think it'd be a blast.
No, he said, yeah, it's a great idea as long as I don't have to organize it.
Right?
Sounds like a winner. Go for it.
Yep.
No, that. So then the process begins. So what did you do? How did you coordinate? Because as a student, are you a golfer?
Yep, I'm on the golf team.
You are on the golf team.
Yep.
Okay, so you have some experience and you understand a lot of that stuff. But as a student, you probably haven't organized something like this before necessarily?
No, I've been chair of homecoming coordination or I've been put in positions like that, but nothing ever this big before. So I needed a lot of help from other people. I couldn't do it by myself.
Okay, we'll talk about that then. You got your idea. You've got kind of a thought of what you want to do. You got it approved so you can move forward.
Yep.
So what'd you do next then?
Then we just came out with like a little schedule or like ideas we wanted to do. And then we kind of put people in charge of those. Like we had the Shriners in charge of food. We had the Ginthers in charge of like registration and sponsorship. So I just kind of delegated a lot towards other people.
Okay. So it might be a student run thing, but you involved a lot of adults.
Yes. I needed a lot of help.
Well, I know talking to your father, Dean, he also told me the same thing that, well, you know, it's not like she did it all on her own. I mean, she went out and handpicked some people and talked them into helping out because she knew this was something that was going to be workable for them. Did you have much bite back at all? Was everyone willing to jump right in?
Oh, yeah. Everyone thought it was a great idea because, you know, we don't have our bazaar this year, so they wanted something that we could all get together with. And yeah, they loved it.
So this kind of scratched a lot of itches in that respect.
Yes.
Because, you know, the whole COVID thing kind of wiped out a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And like we said earlier, how do we do something that has a social component in a time of social distancing when so many other social events that we've been enjoying all kind of went by the wayside this year? Yeah, the outdoor part really helped.
Yeah, being in the outdoor was great.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, so you've got this organized and you've put this all together. And then on Sunday, this past Sunday, you executed the event. How did it go?
It went great. I didn't go in with a lot of expectations. I just went in hoping it was just a fun day for everyone. And that's what it was. I think everyone had a really good time.
What was your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is that people just weren't going to enjoy it. That's what I wanted to get out of it. And I think everybody had a good time.
Well, it's golf. We never enjoy it. We torture ourselves by playing golf. I mean, you know, the golf always wins. We never win. But no, it's a good opportunity to get out and kind of do some things. Of course, the weather was a big part of it, too. Yes. As we mentioned up front, if you don't have good weather, you don't have an event at all. So then, and it's late in the season. So what happens if it rains on Sunday? You know, did you have a lot of contingency plans?
Yeah, we were going to push it back a weekend if it was a rain day.
Okay. Fingers crossed and hope everything works out. Yeah, fingers crossed. Very good. Well, so at the end of the day then, give us an idea of how the day went. You said it was great. It was a success. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be, did you meet the goals that you had set?
Yeah, we exceeded our goals. We raised over $6,000, which is amazing. We had a lot of people show up, so I'm just very grateful.
And it seemed like I participated as well as a lot of other folks. I saw some unfamiliar faces there too. And it wasn't just, although this was for Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church, it wasn't billed as just a Catholic event. Anyone could participate. It seemed like you had a lot of folks come in.
Yeah, no, it wasn't just like for our church. It was just for everybody, just to get out and see each other.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of folks. So I have to ask you then, so you were kind of in charge, this week at the at the event. So you were probably kind of managing the event as it was going on, and as a golfer yourself, you didn't get to get out and play on a really nice day. Yeah. Was that just eating away at you?
It was a little bit watching people play. I was like, man, that'd be so much fun. But
well, next year, if it runs really well and you delegate well enough, maybe next year you get your own team together.
Yeah,
There you go. Very good. Well, you put together some neat prizes. I know you involved a lot of people in this, too. It wasn't just the folks that you set up to help on the day of. You got some good sponsorship support.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that process.
We had a lot of good sponsors. We had Brown Shoe Fit. They donated some Birkenstocks. We had McAtee's. They donated some gift cards. And just other companies donated cash that we used to purchase gift cards.
Yeah, so. and a lot of folks just stepped up just to be supportive and help out. So what will the money be used for that was raised?
We're going to use it to replate our candelabras that sit up at church. We're going to put a new finish on it and make them all shiny again because they're pretty old and worn out. So,
well, a lot's been done on the interior of the church over the last few years. So if you've got something that's kind of lagging behind, it shows now, doesn't it? Yeah, very good. What kind of support did you get from other students? Did you have other students who were involved in this then?
No, I didn't really mention it to anybody my age or in my class. It was kind of just adults, and it's just hard right now because we don't have CCD class and like those resources to pull other people in.
Right.
So
would that have changed had you had religious ed classes right now?
I think so. I think I would have brought it up and maybe got some of the teachers involved and like maybe some younger kids doing something. So there's always next year.
There you go.
Yep.
Talk about leadership then. Are you involved in other leadership projects?
Yep. I'm the vice president of student council. I was the vice president of the junior class. You know, I'm a section leader in band. So there's a lot going on.
Is that something you aspire to? Do you enjoy taking a leadership role?
Yeah, I like helping people out, helping them figure out things. I like to organize things, so yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, anytime you put yourself out there like that, you know, anytime you do anything, there's always a chance of failure or just not reaching goals. Not necessarily failure, but not reaching your expectations and things. And when you put yourself out there as a leader, sometimes it's tough because when things don't go well, people look at you and say, what could we have done differently? As you sit back now and reassess, are you fairly comfortable that you attacked everything in the appropriate way, that you, you know, maybe can make a few tweaks here and there for the future, but otherwise things went well this first time?
Oh, yeah, no, I loved it. I think it went amazing. Yeah, of course, there's always things will change, like little here and there and make things better, but I think overall for our first year, I think it went very well.
Yeah, yeah. Just dad could pick up the pace a little bit.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
That's
come on,
always
dad.
The case, yeah. No, I think he held himself pretty well.
Yeah,
he did an awful lot, too. Very good. Well, that's great. It's nice to see that you got that kind of support and sponsorship and help and all the assistance that you had. It was an event that worked very well. The weather was awesome. So at the end of the day, it sounds like couldn't have gone any better first time around.
It was good.
It's awesome. It's always scary that first time.
It is.
You just never know for sure.
It is, yes.
Well, Anna, thanks so much for doing that, stepping up, and for coming in here and visiting a little bit about the experience today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.